Get up, y'all.
This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
It's that time of year.
It's that time of the year again.
It's that time of year again.
It's that time of year again.
Well, it is the holidays.
This time of year reminds me that life isn't that great.
Oh, cheer up, will you?
Oh, I know what'll cheer me up. All we need to do is come up with the best episode ever.
Woohoo!
It's the Kicks Morning Show. JP Coriel, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday, the appetizer to the weekend.
The appetizer.
Oh, yeah. It's an app.
Oh, you're adding to it.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you, JP?
Just struggling.
Really?
The allergies are bad.
Oh, yeah.
That's still, good. Which just blows my mind.
Yeah.
I'm like, I thought I was done with it, but nope. It just keeps coming back and forth.
Our humidifier has been really nice.
A humidifier.
Yeah, just for overall sinus ickiness.
Oh, maybe I should get one
feels
of those.
Good. Feels
there
good.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
You got to pass it over as a PS5.
No. This thing you cannot. It's this
is
one.
Is it a massive piece of equipment?
Yes, and you could pass it off potentially as like a really poorly designed aquarium.
Oh boy!
But you could not pass it off.
You didn't put fish in that humidifier, did you?
No.
Okay. Because that'd be really weird. You look really sick.
I'm kidding.
So does it make a lot of noise?
No, not really. Every once in a while, when the water, like the condensation or whatever, gets kind of stuck in like one of the tubes in there and makes a weird gurgling sound.
Okay.
And I'll wake up and think that obviously someone's breaking into the home. And then it's, oh no, it's just the air purifier.
Just the purifier doing its job.
Yeah, or the humidifier, whatever.
All right, well, I'll look into one of those and see if they can help.
Husker Nick, how are you doing?
Great, fantastic. I'm ready for a fun Thursday.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're ready to roll.
You're damn right. It's our job. Gotta do it. We're here for people, man. There are a lot of people, like I'm sure our friends that are delivering the newspaper right now are going, come on, guys, pep me up.
Right.
I'm out here delivering newspapers.
Someone's out there right now and they're listening. They're paused.
Yeah, third shift.
They're listening to us.
I always tell you guys, when I worked at the railroad, my saving grace every morning when I drove in and every morning when I got off was my favorite radio shows. That was the only thing that kept me going, man. It stunk.
Yeah.
A lot of those people, you got jobs. You might love your job, but you don't like working at night. Right. Might like working at night, not like your job. So,
yeah. There's a lot of
take
reasons.
Take care of them people.
Why you settle for a morning show like Kix Mornings.
That's right. Well, luckily, we have like 14 listeners. So,
yeah.
You know, that's not.
Hey, that's better
than. We can't let down too many people.
No. Right. That's better than before. I think it started with 13 and now we're up to 14.
Yeah, well.
Just keeps getting better every time we do a show.
You have like 3 moments a week where you say something super dirty.
Yeah.
And then I think that's why we got a 14th person.
Like a solid, like, yeah, just like a 1% increase.
Well, and like JP's brother checked out for a while. He's back.
Yeah.
Oh, he's back?
He
Yay!
Checked back in. So that gets us back to 14.
Good.
It's like so when you see on Twitter, oh, you got a new follower. Yay! We got one more on here.
Boom, Yay!
Add to the show.
Improvements.
So yeah, we'll have a fun show for you guys.
Yeah,
Go next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick show.
It's Dan and Madonna Thursday, so we'll talk with Brooke about her and her boyfriend Colin's issues. Without saying your name, your age, we're going to ask you a couple questions. You can do that now on Facebook and Twitter already at KX9.
We might be able to find out what the age is without you even saying
it. What Christmas decorations drive you nuts? And werewolf kids.
What?
Yeah, I'll tell you that story coming up.
Wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
What do you think would happen if we gave a bunch of kids with a tummy ache minoxidil by accident?
What is that even?
Yeah, minoxidil is a hair restorer.
It'd probably be maybe poisoned. I don't know. Is it something you take internally or do you put it on, just put it on the top of your head?
So this happened in Spain and children basically turned into werewolves.
Oh, wow.
Sprouting hair all over their bodies.
So this must be something you drink.
Yeah.
Or something along those lines.
Ew, the phrase sprouting hair kind of freaks me out.
That freaks you out?
A little sprouting? Gross. Sprouting
Man,
hair.
You have to sit down with little Tommy and explain the hair growth that's happening with him.
Right. Oh, and kids
at a really
are just
young age.
ruthless, so...
You're like, son, this is... Don't worry, this is normal. This happens to all boys as they get older. And they're like, I turn into a werewolf?
Wait, but well, maybe this
not,
much?
Not that... You just must have testosterone levels off
this
the charts.
This is excessive.
So there's pictures out on the internet now from parents showing their hair-covered skin of the young children who live in the city of Torre La Vega in northern Spain. And local officials admitted the kids were mistakenly given minoxidil, which is a medicine for hair growth, instead of the omeprazole or whatever.
That something that's going to make it feel better.
Gastric reflux because the bottles were mislabeled.
Oh, no. Gosh, that's a weird little snafu. A weird little fear of mine that I'm going to accidentally...
Take the wrong meds?
Well, yeah, but like not me. Just like someone labels the bottle wrong.
Yeah.
You know, that always kind of freaks me out.
Like, you're like, hey, to your boyfriend, you're like, hey, dude, here, take these. It's Advil, not a big deal.
It's zinc. It promotes your immune system.
Next thing you know, that blue pill he took was not Advil. He's like, weird, I've never had this reaction to Advil.
He's like, whoa, I've been missing out.
I'm going to tweet it out so you can see it, Coryell, because you'll just be like, absolutely.
Well, I remember when I was even younger, having like kind of like hairier arms.
What? You? No.
Yeah. And like when kids are ruthless, so I kind of feel bad. Those kids probably got teased.
What happened to your hairy arms?
They're still hairy.
Oh, I've never noticed just a you little more hairy
like
arms.
It's just like a little less shocking as a full blown adult human woman.
Because hair on the arms is a natural
right,
thing.
But when I was a kid, I had like long arm hair.
Really?
Yes, I hated it. I had big ears, this crooked nose looking thing.
I liked how you said then, had big ears.
Well, I have big ears. I've
Your ears are adorable, by the way, though. Them. I will officially vote, though. Your big ears are adorable.
Do you think?
I do think they're adorable.
You.
Now, arm hair kind of gross. But
yeah, the arm hair thing is
especially
damning.
It was really long.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did. I had like a like darker, longer arm hair.
Lovely.
Yeah, I bonded with this chick in my town who had like the same thing going on.
She had the same thing.
We hated it.
Did you guys shave each other's
arms? I found an electric shaver when I went to my cousin's house. It was a friend in their town. I found an electric shaver and I tried to shave my arms, but thankfully somebody
stopped you.
Stopped.
Yeah, that would have been bad,
right?
Yeah. I started from the wrist up, so thankfully I didn't make it too far.
That's hilarious.
Things
right?
You learn before 6:30 in the morning.
You can check out the photo of the werewolf kids on Twitter, KX969.
Coming up next. Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
You should take a picture of your arm hair compared to their hair.
These children probably, they would resemble what my kids would look like if I had children.
If you had kids.
You're pregnant?
No, stop.
This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
In the morning. Yeah. On Kix 96.9.
Alrighty, this morning for Nitty, John Party's wife wants something large and hairy for Christmas. What Obama said about Dolly Parton and Gabby Barrett's last Christmas getting ample sleep.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coryell has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
John Party's wife wants a Highland cow for Christmas.
She wanted one of those kids from Italy that we were talking about.
They're very big, very fluffy, very tame. They're originally from Scotland, and they're not very easy to come by, apparently. So if John Party does pull the trigger and actually do this for his wife... That means a lot of extra work for him because Highland cows apparently just need a companion. Most pets do anyways.
Right.
But the Highland cows need a companion, like a miniature donkey or a goat. John says he'd be kind of down for a goat. But beyond that, he'll have to build a pen and like a little shed for him, run water. He says, quote, and like you just can't buy a cow.
Right.
So it sounds like a lot of work coming up for John Party, but I don't know. I feel like he ends up doing it, and we're going to see those posts around Christmas.
Probably.
Yes. In case you missed it, former President Obama was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and Colbert asked him, how does Dolly Parton not have a Presidential Medal of Freedom? Because Dolly's done so many things.
Right?
It's quite insane, honestly. And more recently donated, you know, like $1 million to the, I think it's the Moderna,
Moderna.
Vaccine. Mm-hmm. Moderna.
Yep, that's the one.
So yeah, so Dolly Parton, she's just out there helping just about anybody and everybody she can. And Obama said he was pretty much surprised by the question. I think Colbert tripped him up a little bit. He said it was a mistake and a screw up. And he said he thought that she may have already had one, obviously trying to like wiggle out of it. But he says she deserves it. So there you go. Dolly Parton apparently deserves a Presidential Medal of Honor.
I agree.
Or sorry, a Freedom.
Freedom.
Now, Gabby Barrett performed her rendition of The First Noel, which is her first Christmas song she's ever released on CMA Country Christmas. She looked amazing. It's one of her favorite all-time Christmas songs. She's a huge fan of the holiday. Her and her fiancé, Cade, both love the holiday. Okay. In fact, once the Halloween decorations were taken down, her fiancé, Cade, put the tree up immediately. And this is their last Christmas together as just the two of them.
Right. Isn't she going to like pop here pretty soon?
Yes. Like early into this next year, 2021, they're gearing up for their very first baby, a.k.a. Gabby Barrett. With the nitty gritty from Music City, I'm Corey Al with Kix 96.9.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On the way, it'll be a good thing time. If you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Mine involves a goat doing something
a
awesome.
A goat or a ghost?
A goat.
Okay.
Doing something awesome. That's on the way.
When I wake up, ooh. Wake up, Kix Mornings. With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Let's talk about some good. Or maybe not.
Good
Come
things.
On, computer! Who keeps pushing the button?
All right, ready?
Good
three,
things.
Two, one.
Let's talk about some good.
Yeah!
Somebody keeps taking that out of the program.
Yeah. Rob Kelly.
It's Clarence, the ghost.
It's, no, it's 100% Rob Kelly.
That is we'll Megan. Blame Rob.
No, Megan's, if she does it, it's because she's pranking you.
Yeah, exactly.
Rob's right. Doing it just because he doesn't know.
That's where we tell people about all the good that is in the world.
Buttons.
Corio.
Where's my emails?
Corey, what's your good thing today?
My good thing. Abby Peterson of 1011 Now posted a video of her father being released after, well, she said fighting for his life.
Yeah.
After being diagnosed with COVID-19 12 days ago. I'll read a little bit of what she said. This was December 1st. She said, tonight, my dad is home for the first time since being admitted to the hospital for COVID-19. He had COVID and pneumonia and fought for his life. I never thought something that I covered so much would impact my family like this. And so, and she gave a shout out and was very thankful to the healthcare workers that took care of her dad.
Yay.
And he's still on oxygen. He's being wheeled out in the video. She says he has a long road to recovery, but we're just glad he's home. And she's like, it looks like it's a FaceTime video. So she's up in the corner and she throws her hands up. She looks so excited and smiles really big. So we're all very, very happy for Abby Peterson and her family to have her dad back at home.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Husker Nick, your good thing.
Man, congrats to them. Let's file this one under Nature is Freaking Cool, dude.
All right.
I can't wait to tell my son about this when I get home because he loves nature. So, a rare plant, quote unquote, rose from the dead. Get it? Rose from the dead.
Because
here's the deal. This plant has not been seen for well over 100 years. It's been thought to be extinct.
Huh.
All right? Extinct.
All right.
This is over in England. But some biologists were messing with what they call a ghost pond. So essentially, it's a site where there used to be a pond, but there no longer is a pond because it dried up.
Okay.
And they were messing with the dirt to do some tests on the ghost pond. And then a few weeks later, all of a sudden, these flowers started showing up that had been gone forever. Well, it turns out, underneath that pond, there was a whole bunch of their seeds underneath there.
Yeah, they like stirred it up and stuff.
And
got
then
that
they came back.
Going.
Yeah, so then this guy was like trying to figure out, he's like, I've never seen this flower before. And then he thought he discovered a perfectly new flower.
Wow.
Turns out he just uncovered
still
one that existed.
Cool.
A flower from back from the dead.
Yeah, incredibly cool. So yeah, so they're talking about maybe renaming this to like the zombie rose or something like
Gosh,
that.
Gosh, that's
which
cool.
Which would be super cool. Nature's neat, man.
That's
nature,
fun.
How neat.
My good thing is
he is me. You got to see that's how I dream to be.
Credits of all time.
I dream I move.
Oh, I thought you had a Patrick Mahomes story.
Like my
when you were going to tell us.
I was talking about
the goat.
The goat. Michael Jordan.
Oh, I thought we were talking about an animal.
So Michael Jordan, apparently with the last dance documentary, made like $3 to $4 million off of that.
Okay, which is so pennies to him.
Right. He turned around and donated $2 million of that to Feeding America.
Good for him.
Whoa.
So he took that money, says, in these challenging times and a year of unimaginable difficulty due to COVID-19, it's more important than ever to pause and give thanks. I'm proud to be donating additional proceeds to the Last Chance to Feeding America. And then the rest of his money going to the Carolinas and Chicago food banks.
Wow. Nice.
So all that he made off that movie, he just like, you know what? Tag it.
Oh my gosh.
Let's help.
That's so awesome.
He's, let's help people.
He's officially become softy old grandpa.
Yeah.
Because he used to be the greediest MF-er on the planet.
Yeah.
And now he's like
ruthless.
Super competitive, greedy goat.
He's like, everybody eat on my tab.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a plate.
He's the guy who once had the famous line, Republicans buy shoes too. And that's why he wouldn't talk politics. So now
I'm liking Grandpa,
now he's
I'm
like switched
I'm liking Grandpa Mike.
Yeah,
Grandpa Mike's pretty
Mike
cool.
Is, man, the roof
Grandpa
really
Mike,
is the ceiling.
That is pretty neat.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
Some things that just, I don't know, you loathe entirely when it comes to Christmas.
A lot of things come to mind.
Oh, we're talking Christmas music?
Christmas.
No, is that what we're talking about?
No, Nick.
Because I hate it.
We know. Something else. In minutes, it's Kicks.
Wake up, y'all.
Nowhere to find me in the morning. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kicks 96.9.
Hate, hate, hate. Hate, hate, hate. Double hate.
Loathe entirely.
So Christmas isn't everybody's bag. Like Husker Nick absolutely hates Christmas music.
Yeah, Christmas music's depressing, man. That stuff sucks.
But there was one thing that...
Tell it like it is.
I'm listening. 6 years now, every year at Christmas, I've told you guys, I don't like Christmas music. I can handle it for a little while on Christmas Day because I have children.
That's why we didn't add you into the Whamageddon Challenge.
I'm generally not a huge fan, but I'll catch myself singing along.
I saw you guys posted that Whamageddon thing. And I was weird. I wonder why they didn't put me in it.
We left you out of it.
And I was like, this is so, all right, have fun.
So dumb.
Good job,
we
guys.
Do this.
Yeah.
Have fun.
No, we literally said out loud, we just won't include Husker Nick in this.
Yeah.
Well, he would win anyway.
That's true.
You'd win.
Yeah.
But Coriel found the most hated decor of Christmas.
There are a few things about Christmas decorations that just drive people nuts. We got to talking, and for me personally, and I know someone's going to come at me for this, but I don't care. I'm going to say it.
Okay.
Those laser lights, like the little doohickey that sits out on your lawn, and it has
and projects
like
it on those
yeah, like rave lights and stuff.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Yeah. I don't mind that when there's a whole slew of things going on. So if you got like other, maybe some other lights in the trees or even just like a wreath on the door or some other little decorations
other
popping
decoration.
Out of the ground, like a little yard ornaments or
is
something.
Is it because of the flashing of the lights or is it because of the laziness?
I think it's not, I don't know. I think it just, it looks weird when it isn't coupled with something outrightly Christmassy. Because
okay.
a lot of those lights, unless the ones that are like dancing around that are like soft blue or like snowflakes, a lot of those are literally just like this really, really bright green and purple or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looks like you're having a rave at the house, you know?
Which, that'd be cool.
Which is fine, you know,
yeah,
rave on
yeah.
if you'd like. But I think they look weird.
Would you hate them?
When they're just standalone, especially. Mm-hmm. I think they look horrible.
How about you, Husker Nick? Any decor that you're not a fan of?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, legit, anything put up before, I don't know, December 1st. Hate it.
Oh.
Right? Okay.
Before?
Don't
okay.
care what it is.
So you weren't a fan of the Gabby Barrett story in Nitty Gritty when her and her fiance put up the Christmas tree like as soon as the Halloween decorations went down?
No, no. They're embarrassing.
There are people that do that a lot.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. There's a few.
Good Thanksgiving coming.
But they do it
which
before
is a great
Thanksgiving.
Place to go. Yeah, sorry, Gabby Barrett.
Mine and I, God,
I'm
God
sure
love them.
You're a wonderful person all the rest of the year.
Right. I don't know them, but God love them, and they're doing the best they can with their decorations, like just off of 70th and Pioneer.
Stop buttering people up that you're about to say you hate.
Inflatables.
Hate, 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 hate.
Loathe entirely.
Hate, hate, hate.
The inflatable characters in the yard.
Yeah. Wow, those things are so fun. You don't like the inflatables?
Okay, one or two is fun.
Mm.
This, there's one person doesn't have much of a yard. It's probably about as big as this room.
So it's kind of crammed.
Right. It's their own piece of dirt, though, man. They love it.
It's as big as this room, but they have 12 inflatables there.
You don't have a yard.
And you don't have a yard?
No, you don't have a yard. You quit criticizing the size of their yard. You don't have a yard.
A couple is fine. 12 in the space of this room.
Some of them do look a little weird. I'll be with you on that one.
I've never seen
this place. There's one house that has a bunch of inflatables, but at least there's like a theme with it, which I feel like is kind of nice.
Okay, if you got a theme going, okay, I'll let it slide.
If there's a theme, you could probably get away with it.
But it's a random Winnie the Pooh dresses Santa.
See, that's another thing, though, going off of that. Okay. I found a list of like the most hated Christmas decor, and beyond inflatables, it's the random characters dressed
as in Santa costumes.
Santa.
Yeah, right.
Or something.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, that's on the list. Some people cannot stand that.
I don't like decorating my house for Christmas. I reluctantly do it because my neighbors give me a hard time and I have kids. That is the only reason. But if I could get a an inflatable like Herbie Husker in Christmas garb, I'd be in on that.
Right, but I think
that'd be sweet.
I suppose that is a character.
I'd put that up the day after Thanksgiving. I'd even break my own rule and I'd do it for, I'd have an extra day.
Okay.
I would break my own rule.
Well, now you heard it from Nick. We'll have to get him in the Husker spirit.
I would be in on
the
that.
The Husker Christmas spirit.
100% be in on that.
That's
funny. Other ones that made the list were like the tinsel trees. I know that I've even bought them at like Dollar Tree because they were a dollar.
What are those? For a tree.
It's like a little decorated. It's small. It's like something you could sit on
a
desk.
Tinsel's everywhere.
And it's just, it's literally like a Christmas tree made out of just tinsel.
Oh.
It looks tacky, honestly, but I bought them anyways because they were shiny.
Does it annoy you guys if like when you owned your house?
Yeah.
Did it annoy you if did you have a neighbor who like went above and beyond and beyond and beyond to make everyone else look bad? We have this. There's this old gal.
I feel like there's a story from Nick on this.
There's this old gal, and I'll tell you, she wins the best yard in our neighborhood all the time when they do the votes and stuff. And I credit her. You know, she's probably like in her 80s. And her yard, like the day before Thanksgiving, had 18 candy canes, and they had like Santa doing things.
Going above and beyond.
There's reindeer. There's all, and like she like uber decorates, but it's ridiculously tastefully done and really like
and
nice.
And it's really
looking.
Good.
It's not clustered like what you're talking about.
Right.
She found some way
immaculate.
To fit 100 items. With like feng shui and like where you could easily navigate the yard
like
and it looks
feng shui.
It looks perfect.
Like and Martha May Huvier from the Grinch.
You know what? Yeah.
And the rest
part
of the neighborhood just walks by and they're like, I'd usually like this kind of thing, but no.
The best part is she is living for this moment right now.
Oh,
she,
exactly.
She does it to make her own heart happy.
Yeah.
And she and for this moment where someone gets to compliment because she's I'm just too good to ignore.
I think she does look out the window to see who walks by and gets annoyed by it.
And she's like, keep doing it.
She doesn't have them, but I think she has the black pointy glasses, you know? Like
I would hope.
Yeah. You know,
one could only
and
wish.
And the white hair. With
beautiful.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Basically, just do you. Whatever you do for Christmas.
Well, we found out our landowner.
I like JP spent 5 minutes hating on someone's yard
whatever.
And it ends it with,
you do you.
You do you.
You don't get to do both.
We wanted to put up Christmas lights this year.
You can't hate on someone and then afterwards go, be you, because you're special individually.
Okay.
But I still hate you for what you do.
We wanted to put up Christmas lights this year, but apparently the guy, the guy we rent the house from doesn't allow Christmas lights.
Oh, so you got a Grinch?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh,
we said we're not even going to use anything weird. We'll use like the little clippies or whatever. And then he said, no lights.
Merry Christmas to you. So once again, the play JP makes his guess. The current tally is Husker Nick 9, Coriel 4.
You know what this tells
Let's
me
do
is
it.
A blind rat finds cheese every once in a while. Like, I'm lucky to be beating you.
9 times you found the
I did. The cheese. I listen, man. Sometimes, every once in a while, you get lucky.
You've been on a lucky streak, then.
When it comes to me and Coriel, I seem to get lucky a lot.
Yay! You get paired up with me, and it's very, very easy to be in just about anything.
All right, so 466-9696. We need somebody to join Coriel's team to help her beat Husker Nick. Or if you'd like to be on Husker Nick's team and get him to 10 points... You can join his team.
I really don't. I really don't blame you if you're trying to get him to 10 points.
And I'll give you a little extra clue.
Okay.
In the last 20 minutes.
Oh, do I need to not listen to this?
No, you can listen to.
Okay.
In the last 20 minutes, there's been something that's connected.
Ooh.
Okay.
To what we got for you today for JP Mix's guest.
Okay.
466-969. Loosely connected.
Okay. Oh. Not connected.
Please help me. 466-9696.
Play JP Mix's guest. It's Kicks.
Come on, man. Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day on Kicks 96.9.
Time to play JP Mix's guest, and joining the teams today, we bring in Levi. Good morning, Levi.
Morning.
Levi chose to be on Husker Nick's team, so you guys will be teaming up against the ladies as Kelsey is joining Coriel's team. Good morning, Kelsey.
Hello.
All right, so a little bit of a clue, something that happened earlier in the show.
Hate. Loathe entirely.
Jim Carrey is featured today as Jim has joined a group of actors who have been in at least the lead in two Christmas movies.
Okay.
But we're not going to talk about Christmas movies. We're going to talk about Jim Carrey's best movies.
Okay.
To kind of broaden the spectrum a little bit.
Oh,
so,
man.
Cool. So we want to know from you guys the best Jim Carrey movies according to Ranker.com.
Okay.
And the ladies get to go first.
Well, Kelsey, we have to do the low-hanging fruit and go with the Grinch, don't you think?
Oh, yes. Yep.
Okay.
I got a few others, so that's a good one. Okay.
Oh, good. So let's go the Grinch.
The Grinch. Number 9 on the list of the top 10 best.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jim Carrey movies.
All right, Levi, what do you got, my brother?
Dude, I got nothing.
All right, it's all right. I got a ton. I feel like Coriel texts her friend Levi to come try to sabotage.
Hey, Levi, come sabotage.
Levi,
come
on,
right,
get
right.
In here. It was very convenient right, that we'll Levi go. Was the first
Thanks,
caller.
Thanks, Levi.
And he's
I'll
like,
Venmo
yeah,
you later.
Team.
Well, Coriel, I'm a Luhu Zher. I'll go with Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura?
That's good.
Pet Detective.
Very nice.
Maybe I'll call sometime. Your number's still 911?
Yeah, Ace Ventura. Pet Detective comes in at number 3 on the list.
Man, when I was a kid, dude, Ace Ventura was awesome.
Jam.
I know. So
Kelsey,
good.
You got a you
it's
got
not
a
snowflake.
Suggestion?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I do. So what about Bruce Almighty?
Great.
I love that movie. Let's go Bruce Almighty.
Is that number 1?
Bruce Almighty.
It should be.
Number 6.
Really?
Nice,
wow.
nice.
Wow.
All right, I got one.
We're doing right, best Jim Carrey movies.
I hope, is it Ace Ventura 2?
No.
What do you
Dumb
got, buddy?
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, that should be number 1. We landed on the moon!
Dang it.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Yes.
Man.
Someone is trying to punch you through the radio.
This
right
is
now
playing
play that
one. One of the most.
And it's actually me.
Yeah. Is that Anchorman or Zoolander the most quotable movie of all time?
Oh, probably.
I feel like they're
Dumb and Dumber or Anchorman right
oh
there.
Oh my God, Zoolander!
Dumb
You've
Dumber,
never
by the
seen
way.
Zoolander. It is
Zoolander's
one of the
good.
Greatest.
Dumb I would probably. That's a little side tangent, but I would definitely do Anchorman, then Dumb and Dumber, then Zoolander.
Dumb and Dumber, number 1 answer.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Good job,
okay.
buddy.
Okay.
Back to Kelsey and Coriel, the best Jim Carrey movies.
Ooh, I have an idea. Kelsey,
okay,
what's yours? What's your idea? What's your idea?
The Mask.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Great movie.
We'll go with The Mask.
Okay, let's Smokin. Go
Show me The Mask.
Smokin.
Smoking.
Number
seen that
5.
In so long.
Yeah.
Number 5 on our list of the best Jim Carrey movies out there.
How about, what do you think, Levi? One of my favorite scenes ever is when he goes to play pickup basketball and does calisthenics to get warmed up in Cable Guy.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
That Show me Cable Guy.
Wow.
Ooh, that's a amazing. Good movie, though.
Cable Guy's in at number 12. It's in the top 20.
Have one, Kelsey.
For the win.
Oh, boy.
What you got?
This makes me nervous. For the win?
For the win.
I'm thinking Liar, Liar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Great
one. Good one.
That's on there. Has
that
to be.
Has to be on there. Yeah, if it on isn't, on I
this,
quit.
This
Liar,
is
Liar.
Dumb.
For the
it's
win.
It's not on there.
I can't lie.
Yes.
Number yes! two nice on the list.
Way to go.
Kelsey, yeah, thank job. You.
Way to go, ladies.
Welcome,
is Me, Myself, and Irene on there?
I was thinking that, too. Not.
It shouldn't be.
It's a not terrible movie.
Here's the top
it's
10
not good.
It's a terrible
Jim
movie.
Carrey movies of all time, according to Ranker.com.
Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah, Eternal Sunshine favorite. Of the Spotless Mind was in at number 10.
That's okay. on there? I was, that's my favorite Jim Carrey movie.
That's
I was
going to
say that.
Number 9, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Okay.
8 was Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls.
Is 12 on there?
When Me, Myself, and Irene is in at number 7.
It is on that.
Vagisil.
Wow.
That movie's not good.
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
Cable Guy's way better.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I agree. 100%. Bruce Almighty at 6. The Mask at 5. At number 4.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, in case I don't see you.
You
good afternoon.
Truman.
Good evening.
Truman Show.
The Truman Show coming in at number 4.
I was hoping you did.
No.
Ace Ventura at 3. Liar Liar at 2. Dumb and Dumber at 1. And congratulations, Coryell.
Good job, Coryell.
Yay. Thank you.
Picking up the win.
5-9 now.
I'm good try, Levi.
Nice job, Levi. Thanks for playing with us. Kelsey, thank you for helping Coryell win a game.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Guano.
This is What's Next with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
We can go all day with these. Ventura.
So when he's opening and closing the door.
Coming up, we're going to help Brooke figure out what went wrong with her and her boyfriend with Dan. We're dumping.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Brooke wants help with her boyfriend in today's Date 'em or Dump 'em. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good.
Hey, doing all right.
So, we don't want to ruin a relationship, but we also want to help you out. What's going on? How long have you and Colin been together?
So we've been together for over a year now.
Okay. Congrats on that. That's cool.
That's good. That's good.
Thank you. I mean, we ended up spending last Thanksgiving together, and it was with my family, and we had such a good time, and we decided we wanted to try to do it again this year.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, he was super excited. I mean, I know the food was delicious. It was just a relaxing time. But anyway, this year, like, I thought it was a good time. I don't know, but everything felt pretty much the same. But then when we were heading home, he was super quiet, and I didn't think much of it at the time. But now he's been super distant, and I just, something's off. He won't tell me about it. Mm. He won't share his feelings. Like, it's something's weird, and I need to get to the bottom of it.
Oh, dang. Wow. Okay. Mm. Did something happen at Thanksgiving?
Not that I know of. I thought it was a fun time. It was just a bunch of us, you know, like hanging around, joking around, eating good food, chilling. Like, there was nothing out of the ordinary.
Huh.
Weird.
Okay.
He's not a Steelers or Ravens fan, is he?
Uh-oh.
Because the fact that game got canceled did upset quite a few people.
Yeah, he might be angry as we speak right now, like, or a Broncos fan because the Steelers game got moved, but those guys had to play still.
Without a quarterback and everything.
Mm. Kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. You didn't do anything, like, absolutely barbaric with your food, did you? That's you know, like,
did you use only your hands to eat your meal?
Well, most guys would not be weirded out by that.
Oh, okay, that's good. Fine. Maybe that's why Jackson still hangs around me.
Yeah, like, that wouldn't.
Are you just shoveled the food, like, in with your paws?
Did you, how hungry I am.
Here's the deal, man. If, like, say you ate your food completely separate of each other without mixing it at all.
Oh, food can't touch.
That'd be weird.
Are you a food can't toucher?
No.
Okay.
Good. Thank God.
Is he a food can't toucher? Maybe that's the issue.
No.
And, like, everybody's just stirring stuff up together, getting the stuffing together with
it,
the mashed potatoes.
It sounds to me like something had to have happened.
Where were you at? What was the location of this dinner?
Her parents?
We're at my parents.
What if he pooped in their toilet and clogged it and made it stanky and he's afraid to go back?
Any plumbing issues?
Yeah. What if he did that? Is that possible?
I mean, I called my parents, and I was like, what's up?
Like legit.
Oh, dang, you haven't called the parents to ask.
Little known fact, that was what happened between Coryell and her last boyfriend.
Yeah, right.
Coryell totally clogged up his bathroom.
They'd probably give me, like, a gold star.
Really?
Yeah, they're awesome.
All right. Well, in that case, I don't know. I gave you all my guesses.
Okay, well, we can try to help you get to the root of this.
Yeah. We'll give Colin a call for you.
I'm curious myself. Ooh,
yeah, ooh. I know, me too.
You guys didn't go back to your house and try to get a little freaky deaky, and then you're like, hey, I brought home some turkey gravy.
Ooh,
and then it freaked him out.
Oh.
I mean, guys, I've racked my brain. I really have.
Okay. Right, she did say he was pretty quiet on the car ride home.
Did not deny that.
So is that a yes or no for implementing gravy?
I might have just figured it out.
Okay, we're sorry.
Yeah, we'll serious up here.
We'll figure it out.
Speak for yourselves.
All right, well...
I'm here to be an idiot, and I succeed every day, all right?
Beautiful.
All right, well, Brooke, we'll give Colin a call and get him on the phone and see if we can sort this out for you, okay?
All right, thank you, guys.
Coming up next with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
What do you think Colin's issue is with Brooke? What's the issue?
This is hard, but honestly, it just sounds like something had to have happened.
Right. Get your guesses in GIF form.
I need to know now.
On Twitter and Facebook, KX969. Put it in GIF form, your guess on what went wrong with Brooke and Colin to be a part of Datum or Dump.
Kix 96.9.
So Brooke wants help with her boyfriend, Colin. He's got really quiet when they were coming back from the family Thanksgiving. But a year ago, he was perfectly fine, and they had a great time. So something happened that is throwing Brooke and Colin out of whack.
A wrench in the relationship.
He might have started a juice cleanse a couple days before that.
Oh, that an issue?
That'd be dangerous.
That sounds, yeah, like he's playing with the devil on that one.
Oh, yeah.
The guesses we've had come in so far, did mom make a pass at him?
Oh, that's a new one.
Mom and pa had a chat with him about his intentions. Pooper, get off the pot when it comes to... proposing.
Wow.
Oh, dang.
Dad is a diehard Cowboys fan. That would be annoying, was another guest that came in.
Take that, Cowboys fan.
Dad said no when he asked permission to marry her. Ooh, there's a couple.
Oh, dang. Really, this is really, guesses. Like, heavy.
It could be. What's your guess on what you would think went wrong between Brooke and Colin and Thanksgiving and the family? Get your guess in gift form on Twitter and Facebook, KX969, for Datum or Dump. So the issue is with Brooke and Colin, who went to her family's Thanksgiving. And on the way back from there, Colin got kind of quiet, and he's been distant since. Another guest that came in on Twitter that it's over, he just didn't know how to tell her.
Ooh. Oh, no.
It'd be really awkward.
That would be awkward. I like the message on Facebook. It says, Dad is a Hawkeyes fan.
Yeah, that would make it over.
He's like,
away.
Oh, no, I got to run.
Sorry, I can't be a part of that. What do you think it is? Let's find out from Colin.
Hello?
Hi, is this Colin?
This is? Who is this?
Hey, man, it's JP, Coryell, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show. How are you?
I am all right.
Hello, good morning. Are you scared?
Good morning.
Wow.
He says, good morning.
I'm having the feeling, did Brooke put you up to this, whatever it is?
Yeah, your girlfriend did call us. This is Datum or Dump.
You could say that.
She loves the show.
Well, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
I appreciate her for that.
She's just really worried about you, man, and wanted us to check
you're
in with you,
her,
and see if things are okay between you and her. And you guys have been strong for a year now.
Point blank, why were you silent on the way back from Thanksgiving? Why are you not bothering you? We're going to pull the Band-Aid off. Why are you being withholding about what went wrong? Because it sounds like something went wrong.
Yeah. Well, all right. I'm just going to say it.
Do it.
Like you said, we've been together for more than a year, and we went to, I don't know if she told you, we went to her family for Thanksgiving last year.
Okay.
And it was really fun. Her whole entire family was there, and the food was amazing. The food was amazing this year, too. But the vibe this year, I don't know, this year it was more like her cousins that I didn't really know that well.
Okay.
And they got pretty drunk, and their whole, like, way of, I guess, of interacting or something is to make fun of each other. But when they make fun of each other, it's this, like, good-spirited vibe, but all of a sudden they kind of turned on me, and they were all making fun of me, and they were laughing. And
oh.
It it took on more of a tone of they didn't like me and I was just the boyfriend, and I just didn't have fun the way I did the year before, and it felt really terrible. And on the way home, I didn't want to say, like, hey, your family made me feel really uncomfortable, or I was being made fun of. I felt like kind of a wuss, I guess, for saying that. I didn't want to ruin the day. And just, I figured, you know what, there's sometimes going over to a family's house just isn't as fun as maybe your own family, or as it was the year before. And that's about what happened.
Well, you said it seemed like it was kind of good-spirited between them, but it wasn't, was it like mean-spirited towards you?
Yeah, I felt...
That's the vibe you got?
Good at sensing that type of stuff.
Okay.
And I think it crossed the line where they were just being mean to me. And then, like, someone would say something, and then it would, like, the cousin would look at another cousin, and they would laugh at laughing. Yeah, and it's just a terrible feeling to sit there. I didn't feel a part of it, I guess.
And they ganged up on you. That's not cool.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's a tough situation to be in. Maybe they, I don't know. I mean, I guess sometimes... I can relate a little bit in my family. Maybe they truly didn't mean to hurt your feelings. But then again, I also know some family that would maybe do it the other way, too.
Be mean on, just to be mean?
Yeah.
Brooke did reach out to us and wanted us to talk to you, and she is on the phone with us. So, Brooke, it was about Colin getting attacked by your family, man.
Yeah, your cousins are mean faces.
Hi, Colin.
Hi, babe.
Oh. I'm so, like, I didn't realize. Like, I've been asking you what was wrong, and you haven't told me, and... Like, I get it's a sensitive subject, but, I mean, that's just how my family plays and jokes around, and they're rowdy, and obviously sometimes it's not so tasteful, but I thought you knew it was all in good fun.
Yeah, and I mean, I even think maybe they were trying to do it all in good fun, but it just didn't go that way, and I didn't want to bring down the vibes on the ride home, and I just didn't have fun. I mean, I might just skip hanging out with your cousins. I don't think that's would be that big of a deal.
Are your cousins in your life a lot, Brooke, or are they just kind of here and there?
I mean, here and there. We've gotten closer as we've gotten older.
Well, maybe that's a compromise though you guys can make.
Well, I mean, I know, and if you don't want to answer this because maybe they listen, I don't know.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
Brooke, I mean, honestly, do they like him? Were they really just joking to like pal around, or were they like, do you
coming
think,
at him to see if they can get cut him away from the herd?
Purposefully
basically.
Be mean. What do you think?
No, I think that. I mean, from everything you've told me, they seem to like him.
You could, you know what you could do? Like, you could look at him and just say, hey, guys, there's no need for insults here. I mean, your face is one all by itself.
Oh, yeah.
And like, and then when they get mad.
And then you take all the heat.
Yeah. Listen, don't poke the dog if you can't take the bite.
For some people, it's kind of like a sign of endearment. Like, I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, but for the most part, I feel like a lot of the company I keep and even some of the family members in my family, we like just joke around with you if we like you, you know, and maybe they didn't mean to. I don't know.
Or like say like, guys, don't be ashamed of who you are. That's your parents' job.
Or tell him to go out.
Oh, give him some good.
There you go.
Give him some good one-liners, Nick.
Yeah.
Fire him back.
Colin, would you be comfortable if you knew that they totally would just love it if you ripped and roared on them, if you gave them the business?
Fed it back to them.
Would you be comfortable doing that?
I would maybe try, but it's just. There's so many against me.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
So hard to get momentum going with like good, solid ball busting.
Well, Husker Nick's pretty good at this. Maybe we get some photos of the cousins, and then you can come up with like 10 for each of them.
Yeah,
and Colin has them on a list.
We can come up with some zingers for you.
You can look at them like, square in the face and be like, "Oh, did you fall from heaven? Satan did too.
Yeah. Keep a little pocketbook with all your little zingers in it."
Just
because that won't get you made fun of.
Just one minute, please. I gotta pull out my little.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Brooke, what do you think? Do you think you should just try to like join in on the fun and try to give them dish it back, basically, or do you think that you need to say something?
I mean, I think you could join in the fun. I mean, I'm happy to say something. Like, I'm kind of annoyed that they made you feel that way, and I feel bad that I didn't pick up on it.
Aww.
And that's not great of me. But I mean, I definitely feel like I would want to say something, and it's not usual that we just have, like, the cousins around. Like, this year we tried to be responsible and didn't right. have as many people over.
Oh, okay, so that makes sense.
Usually it wouldn't just be them. It would be everybody.
A lot of other people they can fire at.
This is a weird year, too, especially since, because of the pandemic. I mean, maybe everybody was just really, like, really extra rowdy because they're finally, like, around people.
Yeah, to be, just do some
so
stuff.
So maybe it won't be as bad next year. Okay.
Colin, are you good now that we kind of had a chance to talk this out with Brooke?
Yeah, I actually feel okay about it. I know that hanging out with families when alcohol and weird times are involved can go bad. So I might, like I said, try to skip like the big cousin hangout.
Right.
And if I do need to go and get ripped on, I think that's okay too. But at least it's not a big enough problem for me to worry about it too much. You know, the holidays are hard for everybody.
Yeah.
You could, next time they say something mean to you, just tell them like, hey guys, I could just go eat this can of alphabet soup over here and poop a better joke than what you just said.
There you go. Just squash it all right there.
You've had some good ones, Nick.
Yeah, that's good stuff. That's
all right. I'd say.
Well, is it, though?
That's what I would say.
Well, Brooke, thanks for reaching out to us. We appreciate you listening.
Yes.
And Colin, we appreciate you taking our call, and I'm glad we could kind of sort this out for you guys. And we hope the best for you.
You two sound like you guys are gonna go far.
Aww. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, guys.
It was so fun talking.
Yes, awesome to meet you. Thanks for listening to the show, by the way.
Call back anytime. Colin, make sure you do more things that make Brooke call in, because we want to keep talking to Brooke.
Yes.
And you too. All right. Thanks, guys. I don't know if that's necessarily good advice.
I know.
Like, we had a call in for the Make It Right.
I'm not certified.
Here's the deal. We need to make sure that our jobs are safe. So, yes. Keep doing it.
Please.
Have either one of you had a family member try to ruin a relationship?
Yes and no. Well, my dad did embarrass me one time.
You did?
Uh-oh. Yeah, that involves like a
storm? No chance.
Big giant bunny mascot head and like a tracksuit in a highway.
Okay. We might have to ask more about that story coming up.
Okay.
And if you've got one too, to make Brooke and Colin feel better, 466-9696. Ways your family ruined your relationship.
You could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah. You can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Robert De Niro, famous for trying to break up Ben Stiller's character.
Wonderful movie, Meet the Parents, by the way.
And coming off of what we just heard with Brooke and Colin, have you had a family member ruin a relationship?
My dad, sort of. Well, in a way.
Yeah, tell us what went down with you and your dad.
So we took a campus life trip in high school to Worlds of Fun for like Halloween or something. Mm-hmm. And to get there, you go on Highway 2. And I was one of those like Hannah Montana types where I lived like in a totally different county even, but went to a big public school in Lincoln. So
right.
I lived in Unadilla, a village of like, I don't know, 250, 300-ish.
Yeah.
And I drove in every day to Southeast High School. So we would be driving by the town, and I told people on the bus, hey, we'll be driving by like where I live, actually. Like, it's actually not a lie that I tell people I really do live this far out of town.
Right.
And there was a boy on the bus that was in campus life that I had a crush on. And in my mind, we were dating and probably most likely going to get married. In his mind, he probably didn't even know that I existed.
Right. No.
But when I told my dad that we'd be driving by in the bus to look for the bus around this time, he should come out and like wave. He was managing the Texaco off the highway. I said, come out and wave at us. He says, okay. I should have known then, because he sounded a little weird on the phone. We round the bend and there is a man in wearing a mascot bunny head. Okay. I don't know where he got it, but apparently he had it.
In the back room.
And dressed in like a track suit with the bunny head. And he was doing jumping jacks in the median. On the highway, which, by the way, don't do that.
No.
But he did it. And people, I was honestly like, why is everyone laughing at my town? Because, like, I wasn't really paying attention. I kept looking towards the Texaco off the highway. Everyone else saw what was happening in the middle.
Right.
And I was like, okay. No, yeah, this is my town. And then it was like, look at that person. What a crazy person. And I was mortified.
Oh, no.
I don't get embarrassed easy, but I was mortified.
Really? By storm?
Yeah, because, well, honestly, I was shocked for a second because I made a joke about someone escaping from the loony bin.
Yeah.
And then it kind of made sense that it was my dad. And then, yes, it was him. But I was very, very
I could see how in high school, middle school, that would have been just like.
Right.
It was like freshman year of high school, too. Yeah. Like when you really are trying to find your footing. So I was like, oh my God, they're going to actually think I'm crazy.
Hi, Kix. Good morning. Have you had a family member ruin a relationship?
Yes.
What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
So I was living in Brazil, and soccer in Brazil is really huge.
Yeah,
right? People got in the fights and everything.
Right,
I'm not kind of that guy fight, but I avoid some stuff. I started dating this girl. She was blonde, blue eyes, hot girl ever, and she's even taller than me.
Okay,
and almost six. I'm 5'7" actually. So she invited me to meet her parents. So it was Sunday, I went to her house, and soon the door opened, and I saw a big picture of my rivalry team.
Oh, the rival team.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you can't be with that person.
No!
I look at that picture and say, I can't stay here. I gotta go.
That's justified.
Did her parents realize you were on the rivalry team, on the other team?
Yeah, they cheered for the other team, man.
Oh.
I cannot even say that name.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no.
It hurts even saying it coming out of your mouth.
Awesome. No.
That's a funny one.
This team uniform is color green, and I don't wear green at all.
That's awesome.
I like her hair.
That's awesome.
I avoid black and yellow for the same reason.
For the Iowa, yeah.
I get that.
Well, thanks, man. We appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, what's that? Sorry.
We appreciate you calling in.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. I love you guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, man.
Bye.
That was awesome. Yeah,
so one of my favorite callers, by the way.
Yeah.
He's from Brazil. He calls, I think he lives in Omaha, if I remember
does.
Right.
I love that man.
Yeah, he's awesome. Wow,
cool.
If you've got a story like that, you can share it on Facebook or Twitter with us at KX969.
I've personally ruined multiple relationships with my sister-in-laws.
Oh.
So if we continue this and want to talk about it.
Yeah, people want to bop them up.
Happily. Tell you.
That's
yes, beautiful.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
On the way. So we're going to try to figure out how old you are.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
What's my age again? What's my age again?
Something that Husker Nick stumbled on Twitter and popped it up without saying your age. What is something you remember from your childhood that a younger person would not understand?
Yeah, so don't give us the actual number
right.
that you are.
We're gonna guess.
We want to guess how old you are in terms of like throwback old school things or something right. that like a younger person might not understand.
His example was roll up your window. No, I mean roll it up.
Which
you know,
is
the
funny
crank
because
the door.
The car I just lost in that wreck.
Yeah, that's right. You had one of the few cars I know of that still has the roll.
Yes.
The window
throwback
up handle.
Crank windows.
So does the Eagle van for our classic rock station.
R.I.P. Small things, small inconveniences, yet little things that just warm your heart at the same time.
I forgot because like when we do the Amazing Chase, we'd have to roll the window down or roll the window up.
I would focus heavily on arms when I go to the gym just so that I could not lose my breath to roll down my window.
That definitely says something about your age, Husker Nick. The rolling up the window,
You tell your kids, "Hey, roll that damn window up," and they do it, but they have no idea what
they're
I actually
like,
mean.
What do you mean roll? You mean click it?
Yeah, like they have. Or my favorite one is whenever my mom mentions how she'll tell my daughter, "Hey, I taped something for you to watch when you get here."
Oh, like record it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The old VCR.
We already have people lining up on the phone line, so let's get to it.
Coming up. Go next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
We're gonna guess your age with this little ditty 466-9696. Without saying what your age is, what is something from your childhood that a younger person would not understand? 466-9696.
So responsibility.
Yes, that too.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter.
Take a left too.
Little game we're playing with you. Without saying your age, what is something you remember from your childhood that a younger person would not understand?
Tweet comes in. Encyclopedia Britannica. That's how you found stuff out.
Right?
Yeah, right?
We did have a Facebook message going to finding a book at the library using a card catalog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No.
Gosh, these are so wild.
Hi, Kix, what's yours?
Hi. It's something, I guess, that we didn't have. When I was in high school, we didn't have a three-point line. Anywhere you shot on the court, that's two awesome. Points.
What?
You predate the three-point line.
Wow.
And we also played, the boys and girls played with the same size basketball. There was not a difference between size of basketball. Yep.
That's funny.
Beautiful.
From Alex, the orange VHS tape. Everyone younger either doesn't know what a VHS is or they think they only came in black.
But yes, specifically the orange ones, because weren't those Nickelodeon?
I believe so.
I'm pretty sure those are Nickelodeon.
Lizzie Jean 85 on Twitter says, on the phone, important phone call with boyfriend. In the middle of conversation, you hear, boop, 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 boop. Mom, get off the phone.
Mom, get
I'm on the phone. Phone, Mom.
I'm on the phone.
Sorry.
That's hilarious. Amy's, Amy commented and said, Zoom was a show on Channel 13. Not the Zoom calls you do now.
Oh,
I remember that. Wasn't Zoom the one with like a lemur?
Yeah.
I think so.
Richard makes me so sad. What? And this is so true. Now that I have kids, I was shocked to find this out. He goes, it's at @corn_huskers. He says, Saturday morning cartoons.
Oh. Yeah, no,
right. It's so crazy that little kids don't have like the lineup of on three different channels. You knew it was going to be from like 7 in the morning until about 10:30. Ooh. There was kids' cartoons on all three channels. And you would get out of bed, run in the front room, and watch those things.
All the cartoons.
Man, kids don't know what they're missing.
No kidding.
Amy says Teddy Ruxpin.
I don't even know what that is.
Teddy, it's a bear that would talk to you.
Oh, right. Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Carson said my teachers didn't wear yoga pants and crop tops.
Travis Kilpatrick tweets in and says, hey, I need you to get off the internet. I've got to make a phone call.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Darren says, I usually get so upset when the DJs talked over the intro of a song I was recording.
Oh, yeah. I remember I used to call in to radio stations and I would hope that they would play back my call. And I would sit there for like almost an hour, up to an hour. And I would listen for my call and have the record app on my phone ready to go so I could like record it.
Record app. We didn't have a record app. We had cassette players. And you just record
to
on
me,
the cassette
that's
tape.
The throwback.
Tweet coming in from Chris says, ask my brother what it was like cooking before we knew what fire was. Is that you? He's talking to predates fire. Invention of fire.
Uh-oh.
Had to wait for that lightning strike.
That means you're old.
I was going to say that I would play Oregon Trail before school, and it was on a floppy disk.
Dude, Oregon Trail was awesome.
A floppy disk Oregon Trail? I think we played like a CD Oregon Trail in computer class, but I don't remember the floppy disk.
Yeah, man. You'd die of dysentery.
I did use floppy disks, but then they went away
very
soon.
If you're the third person on the team, you always died of dysentery.
Yeah.
God, what a way to go.
Gosh.
Some fun stuff.
These are wild.
Dehydrated because you're pooping too much.
I like a lot of them, how like you had specific time frames to call so you wouldn't eat up minutes and stuff.
That's another thing,
I do kind of remember that.
Okay, share yours on Facebook and Twitter.
Her hands wrapped.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Alrighty, this morning for Nitty, John Party's wife wants something large and hairy for Christmas. What Obama said about Dolly Parton and Gabby Barrett's last Christmas, getting ample sleep.
You in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
John Party's wife wants a Highland cow for Christmas.
Maybe she wanted one of those kids from Italy that we were talking about. The
They're very big, very fluffy, very tame. They're originally from Scotland, and they're not very easy to come by, apparently. So if John Party does pull the trigger and actually do this for his wife, that means a lot of extra work for him. Because Highland cows apparently just need a companion. Most pets do anyways.
Right.
But the Highland cows need a companion. Like a miniature donkey or a goat. John says he'd be kind of down for a goat. But beyond that, he'll have to build a pen and like a little shed for him, run water. He says, quote, and like you just can't buy a cow.
Right.
So it sounds like a lot of work coming up for John Party, but I don't know. I feel like he ends up doing it, and we're going to see those posts around Christmas.
Probably.
Yes. In case you missed it, former President Obama was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and Colbert asked him, how does Dolly Parton not have a Presidential Medal of Freedom? Because Dolly's done so many things.
Right?
It's quite insane, honestly. And more recently donated, you know, like $1 million to the, I think it's the Moderna,
Moderna.
Vaccine. Mm-hmm. Moderna. Yep,
that's the one.
So yeah, so Dolly Parton, she's just out there helping just about anybody and everybody she can. And Obama said he was pretty much surprised by the question. I think Colbert tripped him up a little bit. He said it was a mistake and a screw up, and he said he thought that she may have already had one, obviously trying to like wiggle out of it. But he says she deserves it. So there you go. Dolly Parton apparently deserves a Presidential Medal of Honor.
I agree.
Or sorry, of freedom.
Freedom.
Now, Gabby Barrett performed her rendition of The First Noel, which is her first Christmas song she's ever released, on CMA Country Christmas. She looked amazing. It's one of her favorite all-time Christmas songs. She's a huge fan of the holiday. Her and her fiancé, Cade, both love the holiday. Okay. In fact, once the Halloween decorations were taken down, her fiancé, Cade, put the tree up immediately. And this is their last Christmas together as just the two of them.
Right. Isn't she going to like pop here pretty soon?
Yes. Like early into this next year, 2021. They're gearing up for their very first baby, a.k.a. Gabby Barrett. With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Corey Al with Kicks 96.9.
Lust or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brooke wants help with her boyfriend in today's Date 'em or Dump 'em. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good.
Hey, doing all right.
So, we don't want to ruin a relationship, but we also want to help you out. What's going on? How long have you and Colin been together?
So we've been together for over a year now.
Okay. Congrats on that.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's good. That's good.
Thank you. we ended up spending last Thanksgiving together, and it was with my family, and we had such a good time, and we decided we wanted to try to do it again this year.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, he was super excited. I mean, I know the food is delicious. It was just a relaxing time. But anyway, this year, like, I thought it was a good time. I don't know, but everything felt pretty much the same. But then when we were heading home, he was super quiet, and I didn't think much of it at the time. But now he's been super distant, and something's off. He won't tell me about it.
Mm.
He won't share his feelings. Like, it's something's weird, and I need to get to the bottom of it.
Oh, dang. Wow. Okay. Mm. Did something happen at Thanksgiving?
Not that I know of. I thought it was a fun time. It was just a bunch of us, you know, like hanging around, joking around, eating good food, chilling. Like, there was nothing out of the ordinary.
Huh.
Weird.
Okay.
He's not a Steelers or Ravens fan, is he?
Uh-oh.
Because the fact that game got canceled did upset quite a few people.
Yeah, he might be angry as we speak right now, like, or a Broncos fan, because the Steelers game got moved, but those guys had to play still.
Without a quarterback and everything.
Mm. Kind of a thing. Mm. You didn't do anything, like, absolutely barbaric with your food, did you? That's you know, like,
did you use only your hands to eat your meal?
Well, most guys would not be weirded out by that.
Oh, okay, that's good. Fine. Maybe that's why Jackson still hangs around me.
Yeah, that wouldn't.
Are you just shoveled the food like, in with your paw?
Did
you,
how hungry I am.
Here's the deal, man. If like say you ate your food completely separate of each other without mixing it at all.
Oh, food can't touch.
That'd be weird.
Are you a food can't toucher?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Good. Thank God.
Is he a food can't toucher? Maybe that's the issue.
No.
And like everybody's just stirring stuff up together, getting the stuffing together with
it
the mashed potatoes.
It sounds to me like something had to have happened.
Where were you at? What was the location of this dinner?
Her parents?
We're at my parents.
What if he pooped in their toilet and clogged it and made it stanky and he's afraid to go back?
Plumbing issue?
Yeah. What if he did that? Called? Is that possible?
I mean, I called my parents, and I was like, what's up?
Like legit.
Oh, dang, you haven't called the parents to ask.
Little known fact, that was what happened between Coriel and her last boyfriend.
Yeah, right.
Coriel totally clogged up his bathroom.
They'd probably give me, like, a gold star.
Really?
No, they're awesome.
All right. Well, in that case, I don't know. I gave you all my guesses.
Okay, well, we can try to help you get to the root of this.
Yeah. We'll give Colin a call for you.
I'm curious myself. Ooh,
yeah, ooh. I know, me too.
You guys didn't go back to your house and try to get a little freaky deaky, and then you're like, hey, I brought home some turkey gravy.
Ooh,
and then it freaked him out.
Oh.
I mean, guys, I've racked my brain. I really have.
Okay. Right, she did say he was pretty quiet on the car ride home.
Did not deny that.
So is that a yes or no for implementing gravy?
See? I might have just figured it out.
Okay, we're sorry.
Yeah, we'll serious up here.
We'll figure it out.
Speak for yourselves.
All right, well...
I'm here to be an idiot, and I succeed every day, all right?
Beautiful.
All right, well, Brooke, we'll give Colin a call and get him on the phone and see if we can sort this out for you, okay?
All right, thank you, guys.
Coming up next
with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
What do you think Colin's issue is with Brooke? What's the issue?
This is hard, but honestly, it just sounds like something had to have happened.
Right. Get your guesses in GIF form.
I need to know now.
On Twitter and Facebook, KX969. Put it in GIF form, your guess on what went wrong with Brooke and Colin to be a part of Datum or Dump.
Now the conclusion to Datum or Dump 'em with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So the issue is with Brooke and Colin, who went to her family's Thanksgiving. And on the way back from there, Colin got kind of quiet, and he's been distant since. Another guest that came in on Twitter that it's over. He just didn't know how to tell her.
Ooh. Oh, no.
It'd be really awkward.
That would be awkward. I like the message on Facebook. It says, Dad is a Hawkeyes fan.
Yeah, that would make it over.
He's right like, away. Oh, no, I got to run.
Sorry, I can't be a part of that. What do you think it is? Let's find out from Colin.
Hello?
Hi, is this Colin?
This is? Who is this?
Hey, man, it's JP, Coryell, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show. How are you?
I am all right.
Hello. Good morning. Are you scared?
Good morning.
Wow.
He says, good morning.
I'm having the feeling, did Brooke put you up to this? Whatever it is.
Yeah, your girlfriend did call us. This is Datum or Dump 'em.
You could say that.
Yeah, she loves the show.
Well, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
I appreciate her for that.
She's just really worried about you, man, and wanted us to check
you're
in with you
him, her.
And see if things are okay between you and her. And you guys have been strong for a year now.
Point blank, why were you silent on the way back from Thanksgiving? Why are you not
pull the Band-Aid
bothering
off,
you? We're going to pull the Band-Aid off. Why are you being withholding about what went wrong? Because it sounds like something went wrong.
Yeah. Well, all right. I'm just going to say it.
Do it.
We, like you said, we've been together for more than a year, and we went to, I don't know if she told you, we went to her family for Thanksgiving last year.
Okay.
And it was really fun. Her whole entire family was there, and the food was amazing. The food was amazing this year, too. But the vibe this year, I don't know, this year it was more like her cousins that I didn't really know that well.
Okay.
And they got pretty drunk, and their whole like way of, I guess, of interacting or something is to make fun of each other. But when they make fun of each other, it's this like good spirited vibe, but all of a sudden they kind of turned on me, and they were all making fun of me, and they were laughing, and it took on more of a tone of they didn't like me and I was just the boyfriend, and I just didn't have fun the way I did the year before, and it felt really terrible. And on the way home, I didn't want to say like, hey, your family made me feel really uncomfortable, or I was being made fun of. I felt like kind of a wuss, I guess, for saying that. I didn't want to ruin the day. And just, I figured, you know what, there's sometimes going over to a family's house just isn't as fun as maybe your own family or as it was the year before. And that's about what happened.
Well, you said it seemed like it was kind of good-spirited between them, but it wasn't, was it like mean-spirited towards you?
Yeah, I felt...
That's the vibe you got?
Good at sensing that type of stuff.
Okay.
And I think it crossed the line where they were just being mean to me, and then like someone would say something, and then it would like the cousin would look at another cousin, and they would laugh at laughing. Yeah, and it's just a terrible feeling to sit there. I didn't feel a part of it, I guess.
And they ganged up on you. That's not cool.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's a tough situation to be in. Maybe they, I don't know. I mean, I guess sometimes I can relate a little bit in my family. Maybe they truly didn't mean to hurt your feelings. But then yeah. again, I also yeah, know some family that would maybe do it the other way, too.
To be mean on, just to be mean.
Yeah.
Brooke did reach out to us and wanted us to talk to you, and she is on the phone with us. So, Brooke, it was about
okay.
It was about Colin getting attacked by your family, man.
Yeah, your cousins are mean faces.
Hi, Colin.
Hi, babe.
Oh. I'm so, like, I didn't realize. Like, I've been asking you what was wrong, and you haven't told me, and... Like, I get it's a sensitive subject, but, I mean, that's just how my family plays and jokes around, and they're rowdy, and obviously sometimes it's not so tasteful, but I thought you knew it was all in good fun.
Yeah, and I mean, I even think maybe they were trying to do it all in good fun, but it just didn't go that way, and I didn't want to bring down the vibes on the ride home, and I just didn't have fun. I mean, I might just skip hanging out with your cousins. I don't think that's would be that big of a deal.
Are your cousins in your life a lot, Brooke, or are they just kind of here and there?
I mean, here and there. We've gotten closer as we've gotten older.
So. Well, maybe that's a compromise that you guys can make.
Well, I mean, I know if you don't want to answer this because maybe they listen, I don't know. Yeah, but, no, Brooke, I mean, honestly, do they like him? Were they really just joking to, like, pal around? Or were they, like, do you
coming
think,
at
were
him
they
to see if they
to
can get cut him away from the herd,
purposefully
basically.
Be mean. What do you think?
No, I think that... I mean, from everything you told me, they seem to like him.
You could, you know what you could do? Like, you could look at him and just say, hey, guys, there's no need for insults here. I mean, your face is one all by itself.
Ooh, yeah.
And like, and then when they get mad.
And then you take all the heat.
Yeah. Listen, don't poke the dog if you can't take the bite.
For some people, it's kind of like a sign of endearment. Like, I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, but for the most part, I feel like a lot of the company I keep and even some of the family members in my family, we like just joke around with you if we like you, you know, and maybe they didn't mean to. I don't know.
Or like say like, guys, don't be ashamed of who you are. That's your parents' job.
Or tell him to go out.
Oh, give him some good.
There you go.
Give him some good one-liners, Nick.
Yeah.
Fire him back.
Colin, would you be comfortable if you knew that they totally would just love it if you ripped and roared on them, if you gave them the business?
Fed it back to them.
Would you be comfortable doing that?
I would maybe try, but it's just. There's so many against me.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's so hard to get momentum going with, like, good, solid ball busting.
Well, Husker Nick's pretty good at this. Maybe we get some photos of the cousins, and then you can come up with 10 for each of them.
Yeah.
Colin has them on a list.
With some zingers for you.
You can look at them like, square in the face and be like, oh, did you fall from heaven? Satan did, too.
Satan did, too. Yeah. Keep a little pocketbook with all your little zingers in it.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Because that won't get you made fun of.
Just one minute, please. I got to pull out my little...
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Brooke, what do you think? Do you think you should just try to, like, join in on the fun and try to give them, dish it back, basically? Or do you think that you need to say something?
I mean, I think you could join in the fun. I mean, I'm happy to say something. Like, I'm kind of annoyed that they made you feel that way. And I feel bad that I didn't pick up on it. Aww. And that's not great of me. But, I mean, I definitely feel like I would want to say something. And it's not usual that we just have like the cousins around. Like this year we tried to be responsible and didn't have as many people over.
Oh, okay, so that makes sense.
Usually it wouldn't just be them, it would be everybody.
A lot of other people they can fire at.
This is a weird year too, especially since because of the pandemic. I mean, maybe everybody was just really like really extra rowdy because they're finally like around people.
Yeah, to be just do some
so maybe it won't be as bad next year. Okay.
Colin, are you good now that we kind of had a chance to talk this out with Brooke?
Yeah, I actually feel okay about it. I know that hanging out with families when alcohol and weird times are involved is so bad. So I might, like I said, try to skip like the big cousin hangout.
Right.
And if I do need to go and get ripped on, I think that's okay too. But at least it's not a big enough problem for me to worry about it too much. You know, the holidays are hard for everybody.
Yeah.
You could, next time they say something mean to you, just tell them like, hey guys, I could just go eat this can of alphabet soup over here and poop a better joke than what you just said.
There you go. Just squash it all right there.
That's good ones, Nick.
Yeah, that's good stuff. That's
what I'd say.
Well, is it, though?
That's what I would say.
Well, Brooke, thanks for reaching out to us. We appreciate you listening.
Yes.
And Colin, we appreciate taking our call, and I'm glad we could kind of sort this out for you guys. And we hope the best for you.
You two sound like you guys are gonna go far.
Aww. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You guys. It was so fun talking.
Yes, awesome to meet you. Thanks back. For listening to the show. By the way,
call back anytime, Colin. Yeah. Make sure you do more things that make Brooke call in, as we want to keep talking to Brooke.
Yes.
And you too. All right. Thanks, guys.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
We'll move on to the After the Show with a good idea or a bad idea. The monoliths won't go away. And some this or that.
Wake up, wake up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
It's time for another good idea, bad idea.
I'm going to go ahead right away and say this is a bad idea.
Okay, then it probably is a bad idea.
I mean, I can't even imagine a world where all we have to start acting like we're not about to literally collapse from boredom during meetings. I mean, that's the hardest thing in the world. You're in a meeting with somebody.
Meetings are boring.
Right.
That's a fact.
So Microsoft has just filed a patent for a new sensor that monitors people's body language during meetings.
Must you watch the world burn? Why would anyone ever think that was beneficial?
The sensors would also watch people's facial expressions and analyze their speech patterns and then figure out how bored they are. So it's like a board rating.
Literally fire me now.
Right. They say this could be a way for bosses to know if they should improve their meetings and make them more engaging.
See,
I feel like this is going to be a way to punish employees.
I get that then, I suppose. When you put up that perspective, it is a way to just collect like data so you can maybe hopefully make more efficient time or like efficient meetings or make them, I guess, interesting enough to actually participate.
I think this is a terrible, terrible idea.
But I don't think people will use it for evil, not for good.
Right. We're going to try to make the meetings better.
For a major company, possibly.
Right.
But if you're using it, especially for like, you know, medium-sized and smaller companies, I feel like that would backfire.
It's different than like, say, okay, if we were in a larger market like Chicago, you have the people meters. So like it's on you. It's like your phone.
Explain a people meter for people, someone.
So like instead of doing a ratings book like people do when they do a ratings.
Yeah, when you like get that thing in the mail that's like, hey, what station do you listen to and how long?
Yeah, you're like at the people meter is there and like, you hit the button if you're like,
so it's like a little gadget you take along with you.
Right. And then it's like, if it's a bit that you don't like, you're going to go, I'm going to change the channel.
Okay.
It pays attention to that kind of stuff. Your listening habits.
So it's that, but for meetings,
but
you.
There's no way they can do it anonymous. Because the people meter is anonymous.
Right.
You don't know who's voting on what.
Right.
They can't do that for a meeting like that. Because there's no way to keep
your... Is this a sensor like through a pro... Is this like a program based on like what it's seeing through the camera of like a Zoom call?
Right. Or that's exactly what it is.
Oh, okay, okay.
So it's a meeting insight computing system.
My favorite thing is if it like the alert goes off and it's like, alert, alert, you are hunched over like a shrimp. You must not be interested. And I'd have to go, no, sorry, this is just me physically sitting as a dumpster human. I have horrible posture. I promise I'm interested.
Like literally. No, I have bitchy resting face. I'm not pissed about being listening. This is my listening face.
My face.
Yeah, there's no way that's going to, you're right, it's going to be used for absolute evil.
Yes.
So
do not invest in that.
Please don't.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
On Kicks 96.9.
There's something you don't see every day.
Except now we've seen it so many days.
So many.
It was all the way back to last Wednesday when you and Husker Nick were filling in for me. And there was the mysterious monolith.
It honestly feels like so much more time has transpired, though. But it hasn't.
No. It's been... And then, what was it? The Romanian one that popped up out of... Then the Utah one in the past. This is 2 weeks. Are these metal slabs,
it's
these monoliths...
It's so weird.
...showing up in random places.
So, it's like a three-sided pillar that's like steel, it looks like.
Uh-huh.
And the first two have been... planted in the ground very sturdily.
Right.
And no one knows how long the first one, the Utah Desert one, has been there. But apparently, after some more digging, since everyone's talking about it now, going back to Google Earth images, it showed up sometime between like 2015, 2016.
So it's been there for like 5 years?
It has been there for
years?
That long and no one has freaking known.
Are you kidding me?
Because it's such a desolate, remote area. Like, you could literally...
5 years?
Yes. It's confirmed. Going back to Google Earth, like searching and stuff, it showed up.
Wow.
God, this article is so long. I'm trying to find the part that
August
pops
2015
up.
To October.
There we go.
2016.
Yes, yes. So wow. That's the time frame that it could have popped up for the first one. Then recently, like last week, one showed up in Romania just after that Utah monolith mysteriously disappeared.
Right.
And was removed by unknown parties, like the Utah Bureau of Land Management, whatever. They didn't
know who it was. They didn't remove it.
So before we get to the real nugget of information here, the third one that has shown up, let me talk about the YouTuber quick.
Atascadero, California. There's now one on a mountaintop in California.
So now the third one showed up there Wednesday morning. A hiker or whatever found it and said it definitely wasn't there Tuesday. So it showed up by like Wednesday morning. And in the middle of all this chaos, on Monday, a Colorado-based photographer named Ross Bernards wrote a detailed post on Instagram with an eyewitness account of four men that came out of nowhere as he, Ross, showed up to take pictures of this monolith at night, okay?
Wow.
Four men showed up out of nowhere, dismantled the structure, took it away within minutes, used a wheelbarrow. He remembered hearing the guy say something like, leave no trace or something like that. And now this YouTuber, a famous guy... 34-year-old Andy Lewis, he's like famous for base jumping and slacklining, I guess.
Okay.
He posted a short video of like a blurry short clip of him and three men claiming to be the team that took down the monolith. But he says, like, we will not be including any other information, answers, or insight at this time. So now people are like, okay, well, does this mean that was you or not? Because it sounds like it isn't you.
Right.
He said he removed it. They wanted to remove it because it's causing too much, you know, human traffic of that area. And it's supposed to be a very natural area. And it's disturbing the ecosystem or whatever. So then people are like, okay, but this wasn't yours to, like, take down or dismantle in the first place. So why are you doing this?
Right. This is so weird.
So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if that means that's him being like, we're guilty of doing this, but I don't know.
Definitely got us focused on it.
Because now one showed up in California.
Yeah.
So.
The third one.
So either art, some new age artist.
Or it's aliens.
And I wake up.
Ooh. Wake up. Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix.
All right, continuing the this or that holiday.
This or that.
Fun.
The holiday gift guide of 2020 brought to you by Coriel.
Do you have anything better than the Stranger Things Santa?
The Stranger Things Santa, that's funny.
I do
in the way that it's actually pleasing to look at, sort
okay,
of.
Cool.
Because right. that Santa trumps it all.
Freaking leak.
Yeah. And if you're wondering what we're talking about, just go to Twitter, KZKX969.
You can see it.
Every single day of the month of December, I'm giving you a this or that. Two different holiday gifts, ideas for you, because we all run out of ideas.
Right.
So this one, honestly, I just ordered it. I'm in communication with this woman at this moment in time on Facebook.
You ordered
it. Yes. So this... is, you know, a cute little DIY ornament kit that you can find from Etsy.
Oh,
it comes
okay.
with like the like pine circles, like little dolls or whatever they're called, or dallies maybe
is the word.
Yeah, okay. So it's like a thin little circle shaped pine piece basically that has a hole in it, comes with twine, bunch of paints, and a cute little box so you can get creative for friends and family, or you can have the kids get creative for friends and family.
Oh.
It's a good idea. It's pretty cheap. Yeah. I think it's like $20. Now, what I just ordered, however, is the that option.
Okay.
Which are homemade 2020 dumpster fire ornaments. out of Illinois. I would prefer if they kept it local, you know, but Midwest, right. I'll take it. This woman seems to be very nice. They're $8. And
oh,
it's literally
man.
A dumpster painted blue.
I want that.
With like the little black, the hatch thing that goes up and down to open and close it. The one side's closed and the other is open with flames coming out. It looks like maybe foam. Or something.
This sounds fantastic.
Yes, and it says 2020 popping out of the flames, you know. So,
oh my God, this sounds amazing.
Or popping, it's on the side of the dumpster. It looks amazing. So either way, the theme today is ornaments, of course.
Right.
But if you're looking for this or that for this holiday season, I've got it for you. You can find it on Twitter and Facebook.
Big thing, it's getting down to the nitty gritty when it comes to being a part of Santa Smash, aka Ornament Smash 2020.
We want you to smash for prizes. Well, we'll be smashing for you.
Yeah, we'll do the smashing.
On Facebook Live, KX969, this Sunday starting at 2 p.m. so anyone can tune in and watch, especially you lucky folks that have already qualified to become a Kick Smasher right. or about to qualify.
And all you have to do is just pay attention to when you hear the Santa cue to call. It can happen at any point in time during the day, like maybe right now.
Oh, yes! Merry Christmas!
Kix 96.9.
Call it now and be our 25th caller. We'll get you hooked up.
466-9696. That's 466-9696.
And tomorrow we'll have a couple more chances for you to get in with Ornament Smash. We'll also have a free fun Friday. Jungle John stopping by, out of context contests, and more. Catch our podcasts, including Date 'em or Dump 'em from today at KZKX.com.
You're waking up with JP, Corey Allen, Husker Nick.
Wake up in the morning.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.